Great Eastern Radio presents the Working from the House interview series, issues and information that matter to our community during the COVID-19 pandemic. Live from his home studio, here's House.
Working from the House, today's guest on the line is New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu. Governor Sununu, thank you so much for taking the time. I know you're incredibly busy right now.
No, thank you. Thanks for having me on. I guess I'm working from the house too. I'm in a state house, and I'm one of the only ones here. So I guess we're in a similar boat. I didn't even realize that.
Yeah, I think your boat's a little different than mine, and your house is probably a little bit bigger. But other than that, yeah, I could see the similarities there. Governor Sununu, yesterday you had said it was highly unlikely that the kids would be going back to school this year. I believe 25 other states now have said that kids won't be returning to school this year. The decision supposedly coming today, has you made that decision yet? Do we know for sure if the kids are going?
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, we looked at a lot of different models, and no, the answer is no. The kids are not going to be going back to school. We're going to extend remote learning through the end of the year. We'll make that official today. And again, we're going to work with the districts to hopefully, I mean, all the different school districts can kind of decide how they want to do it, but we want to make sure they're providing a lot of flexibility, you know, encouraging to look at, make sure the kids aren't being left behind, or maybe even a pass-fail system to provide flexibility of grading, because it is such a different atmosphere for kids. So, but no, we're making that decision. And look, we looked at a lot of models. It's the good news of the only shining good news of this horrible pandemic is that it really doesn't affect kids as well as much as it affects older folks, especially the elderly. And that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. But what it also means is that there's a lot of asymptomatic transmission amongst kids. So kids don't even know they have it, but they're passing it back and forth. So you have to, even though they're not symptomatic, you do have to keep physical distancing. Otherwise, they bring it home to mom and dad and grandma and grandpa. And then it can become very deadly, as we know, and you get these massive outbreaks and spikes at a very deadly level. So unfortunately, couldn't find a pathway to do that. We tried, but we will be extending the remote learning for the end of the year.
On the line with New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu. And Governor, so does that affect current stay-at-home order and non-essential businesses? They are planning to stay closed until May 4th currently. Is this a date that does still seem feasible to start thinking about reopening things, or how likely is it that that'll be extended as well?
Yeah. Well, so when we start reopening, it isn't we're going to say open and closed, right? Mm-hmm. Kind of like as we came into this, we started with, you know, restaurants going to takeout and remote learning, and then, you know, non-essential businesses and the stay-at-home order. So we kind of – we eased ourselves in. We took steps as it grew, and we're going to have to take steps to get ourselves out. And there's easier things to do than others. And what we're doing is we have folks looking at different plans right now. So, for example, I was on the phone late last night for an hour with the folks from the Restaurant Association saying, okay, if we were going to open restaurants, how do we do it? What does it look like? How do you maintain physical distancing? And, you know, because public health has to be preeminent. I've been very aggressive about that. We don't want to be in a situation where we're letting another surge come. We're going to announce probably another 70 new cases today. Mm-hmm. Like, we're not going down. We've plateaued.
Right.
But we're not going down. Mm-hmm. And so plateauing is a good step. But we're still very much in this. And so we want the economy to get going again, but you got to be very responsible how to do it. Look, how do you do it with beaches? How do you do it with golf courses? How do you do it with non-essential businesses, hair salons and barbers? And I mean, there's still a lot of business going on in the state. That's a very good thing. But for the things that we have had to pull back on, you know, how do you start easing that back in? So we're designing plans and guidelines as we speak so that when we get to the point where we feel comfortable, we can implement them and we have a lot of stakeholder input, we can start easing things back in, all the while knowing that if we have to clamp back down, we're going to have to clamp back down. If we see numbers start spiking again, we're going to have to, because the second surge will be much worse than the first. We know that.
Right.
Now, we're bringing in more PPE. We're testing more people. We're ahead of the game. But as the summer comes and, you know, the weather gets better, people want to go back to normal. I get it. Nobody wants it more than me. Trust me. I would love to go take a nap at some point down the line. I think we've earned it. But until we get there, we're not there.
Yep.
And until we're, you know, we can do it in a way that's safe for folks, we're just not there yet. But we're going to design it. We're going to consider it. We're going to start easing things up as soon as we can. And it will be gradual in steps. It could be geographic, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe the northern part of the state, which hasn't, you know, seen the rash of numbers that we thought they might see. Maybe we can open them up earlier than Hillsborough and Rockingham County, which has, you know, 70-75% of the cases right now. So there's different ways to do it, and we're going to explore all those options.
on the line with New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu. And Governor, along those lines, I understand you're in discussions with Governor Scott in Vermont, as well as Governor Mills in Maine, Governor Baker in Massachusetts, about coordinating something that looks like reopening certain parts of the economy. Are these discussions to try and generate like an overall timeline across all of northern New England because our states are so intertwined? Or is this just more of a gauge to see where each state is at? Because obviously Massachusetts, their numbers, you know, at nearly 30,000 positive cases of COVID-19 are much different than that of New Hampshire, Vermont, Maine. Is this just trying to see where everyone is at so you can make the best decision for each individual estate? Or are you trying to kind of homogenize it?
Well, the answer is yes to all that. So in other words, so we are kind of sharing ideas about how these models would look because we're regional. We know we have to be – we're not exactly alike but fairly similar. We're not in a blood oath pack. You know, so goes Vermont, so goes New Hampshire. We're very different. Vermont has an issue of New Yorkers coming into it a lot. We have an issue of Bostonians and Massachusetts people coming up and potentially aggressively spreading the disease. We have beaches. Vermont doesn't. Maine does. Massachusetts does. We all have campgrounds. We're more tourism driven up here in the three northern states versus Massachusetts. I mean, they're tourism driven as well, but not as much as they don't rely on it like we do. So we're taking a gauge. We're kind of battening around ideas and we're looking at timing. Like, we all want to be roughly on the same page. It doesn't mean the same day, but we all want to be roughly on the same page because a lot of these decisions are like a tube of toothpaste. You're kind of holding, clamping down on both ends. If you let up on one end, you let up on New Hampshire but not Massachusetts, everything rushes into here. Mm-hmm. Or you let up on Vermont but not New Hampshire, everything rushes over there. So you got to appreciate those dynamics. People want to get out. And you know, we love having Massachusetts people here in New Hampshire under normal circumstances. These are not normal circumstances. We want people in Massachusetts to stay in Massachusetts or Connecticut or Rhode Island. You are healthier at home. Please stay in your homes. At some point, we'll open everything way back up. We'll get past this virus, and we'll be back to normal. But we are not there yet, and how we ease into that can become very problematic if you're not careful with messaging and controlling your decisions.
Absolutely. On the line with New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu. And before I let you go, Governor, earlier this week you announced the possibility frontline workers at Medicaid and Medicare-funded long-term care facilities could be receiving this additional $300 stipend per week through the end of June. Now, obviously, there's a hearing tomorrow determining the oversight of the state coronavirus spending. But assuming that proceeds, how quickly could these frontline workers see this additional money? And is there potential for additional medical personnel or essential employees to receive some sort of similar stipend?
Yeah, so this is kind of the frontline workers in our long-term care facilities, specifically our Medicaid-based facilities, or folks that are doing residential services in someone's home or one-on-one services with folks in the developmentally disabled community, our direct service providers. These folks, we need to make sure they have the PPE, and we got a giant shipment of PPE in this week, which is great. We need to make sure they can be tested, and we're now going to test every long-term care facility and every worker in them in Hillsborough and Rockingham County. We just cut a deal with Convenient MD yesterday to do that. Mm-hmm. And we need to make sure that we're incentivizing them to come in what can be a very difficult situation, as opposed to taking the unemployment benefits, which are great. I mean, they're very lucrative, frankly. But you want folks to come in to keep these very vital services out there. So I'm putting in a $300 per week stipend for those frontline workers. And in doing so, I mean, the organizations can apply for those funds actually right now. We'll start that process. We verify it, and they should be able to see it very, very shortly. So we're already underway allowing that to happen. Now, to your point, if the Democrats, they're suing me to stop all this and to throw in an injunction in the way, very problematic. If that happens, all this stops, unfortunately. Right. So we want it to keep going. We're following the law to a T. We are transparent to a T. Susan, I do my press conferences every day. When we make a decision, we make it quick, and we tell everyone exactly what we're doing. We're very transparent in that process. So I'm not sure where that lawsuit's going to go. I'll abide by whatever a court says. I'm a big believer. You always follow the rules.
Right.
But right now, the ability to move this money fast, take care of these problems and at a moment's notice and transmit that to the public is a very powerful tool given we're dealing with an unprecedented worldwide pandemic. In normal times, of course, the legislature has to have their process. Yes, absolutely. They should have the power of the purse. We appreciate that. But when you're talking about a worldwide pandemic, COVID-driven relief funds and the ability to react to the crisis, which isn't day by day, it's not even hour by hour. Sometimes it is minute by minute what we have to do here. And appreciating that, I think, has allowed us to move forward with programs like this very rapidly, get the help where it needs, respond quickly, and make sure that services continue to be provided.
Great information there. New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu, again, thank you so much for taking the time. I know you're incredibly busy, and I hope to talk to you again soon. You stay safe and stay healthy. Thanks again.
Anytime, Matt. Hey, at some point, we'll get you from your house up to my house, all right?
That's a deal. It's a deal. All right, thanks.
Thank you, buddy.
Take
care. Be safe, everyone.
Bye-bye.